Sometimes what we need is a refreshing, a supernatural, divine refreshing. Let's learn to get a little bit more creative about what we ask God for. And I say creative, thoughtful about what we ask for. Sometimes the material is not what we need most. I'm not saying it's not what we need. I'm not saying we should starve to death, although that is going to be happening. It's happening for some of the saints around the world already, and it's going to be happening all around the world when we get to the point where we are hated by all nations for Christ's sake. So we need to practice now asking God for some of the provisions that would be more important than material. And when I say material, clothes, food, drink, etc. Okay. What about that sword? Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. I shared with some people at church, Sunday school class actually, I guess about 8 years ago, about 8 to 10 years ago, that the day was coming when religio-politics, political religion, poly-religion, the combination of politics and religion, with religion being controlled by the politics, people's political positions, would be dividing families like never before. You have a lot of people who claim that they take their political cues from the Bible. And you listen closely to what they have to say about their political views, their political positions, and you discover that the truth is their political positions have little to nothing to do with biblical principles, with what God says is important to him. They distort, they twist, they lie. But they insist that their positions are biblically based. And we're finding out more and more and more that households are being divided. Siblings are at odds with each other. As a matter of fact, to kind of help sum that up, some people were doing a survey recently. I think in the last 2 to 3 years, I think from the 2016 election, 2014, 2016. And they discovered in their survey, their research, that families are spending less time over the Thanksgiving table as a direct result of the hostilities that are arising based on politics, their political views. And many of these supposedly Christians, some with liberal viewpoints, some with very, very conservative viewpoints, some moderate viewpoints, but the politics are dividing them. The researchers were saying that they discovered that people are spending an hour and a half less now at the Thanksgiving table because of, as a direct result of the politics. It's about 10 years ago that I, like I said, I was sharing this at a Sunday school class. And I said that we're going to find that even families are going to become more divided. And not only families in general, but even husbands and wives are going to find themselves more and more divided because of their different political views. And that's happening. The Lord Jesus said, I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother. Ladies and gentlemen, there are spouses who will have, there are married people who will have sex with their in-laws. Now, I'm saying that to say this. If they will have married spouses who will have sex with their in-laws, even with their children-in-law, and if they are so unscrupulous that this married person will have sex with their child-in-law, their brother-in-law, their sister-in-law, don't you know that they will also turn their spouse in to be killed? They're showing very clearly that they have no commitment to that spouse. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. What is he letting us know? Remember, if we disown him, he will also disown us. If we say, if we determine that we are no longer going to be tied to the Lord Jesus, he's going to decide that he will no longer be tied to us either. That goes both ways. And see, people make the mistake of thinking that the Lord Jesus never lets go of us. He never lets go of his people. Once we're together, he's with us forever. That is not true. That is not what he teaches. He says, once you disown me, once you say the ties are severed, once you disconnect from me, once you sever the ties, I'm also severing the ties. Now, in Peter's case, Peter disowned the Lord Jesus, but Peter repented. And it is because Peter repented and changed his mind about having severed his ties with the Lord Jesus that the Lord Jesus changed his mind. And he already knew that Peter was going to change his mind and return. And that's why he said, when you have returned, immediately after telling him that Peter was going to disown him, he said, when you have turned, strengthen your brothers. When you have repented and you have returned to me, then you strengthen your brothers. Help them avoid doing what you are going to do. Help them avoid disowning me, so that they don't have to go through the process of severing the ties with me and then reconnecting. Jesus is letting them know, anyone who loves any family member more than he loves me is going to be willing to sever ties with me in order to remain connected to the family member. And anyone who will do that is not worthy of me.
So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight.